Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barb, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody. Aloha, hey. Actually.
And because this is also Psychic Night and Veterans Day.
Veterans Day, yes.
We have Dale Shear and Veteran Richard. How are you?
Richard Conrad and Psychic
Dale
Shear, best friends, and happy Veterans Day to Richard. Wow. And if you want to hear Richard's show, we have it on our YouTube channel. It was great because it went well, didn't it, Richard, when you were on Life, Laughter, Happiness, and I interviewed you, the veteran.
Mm-hmm.
The veteran of the day.
Ooh.
That's you.
Oh. That's
Do you have any words to say?
Any
Richard,
words?
Are you hearing her?
Yes, I'm hearing her.
She
well,
said
really
it went well.
You hear me? Of course.
Well, I did say, did it go well?
Okay, I am
Richard.
Wait, Barbara, they have tons of stuff in Nevada. I'm sure they have it everywhere. But we went to one of the casinos and had a buffet for Richard. He got it free. I had to pay. And then it was okay. Last year it was better, but it was good this year. And tonight we're going to Olive Garden tonight after the show. And and he gets that for free. So, and that has an extensive, beautiful menu.
Is this for all veterans?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's a good shout out to, hey, veterans, go get your free meal at Olive Garden. And then some buffets probably do have it.
Yeah.
I don't know which one.
They don't have many buffets, but they also, Applebee's has it as well.
Wow, that's good.
And
I love their pie.
So we have lots of places here in Nevada that have it. So we're trying them out.
That's wonderful. I'm glad you mentioned that. So all the veterans out there that are listening can go get their nice dinner.
Yes.
Sure.
For free.
Just don't go to the one in Carson City because we're going there.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are going to be so full. You have the big buffet and then you're going to have all of – I mean, you cannot risk – I mean, you cannot resist those buttery bread sticks and, you know, they have all that bread and the pasta.
Yes.
What do you like the most there?
I think they have like – a chicken Alfredo is what I like a lot, and it has a little bit of angel hair, and that's good. That's what I like.
Oh,
best.
Yeah. That's my daughter's favorite. It's very good.
Do you like the best?
I like that Alfredo. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is really good, and I think that's on your menu, too.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's a special menu. Do they do something special?
Yeah, it is
for
him.
What about on Thanksgiving Day? Do they have a lot of places like that for veterans?
No. I mean, it's not for veterans. It's for everybody. On Thanksgiving,
well,
they go crazy here. They give away everything here in Nevada. Just everything. We're still waiting on our election here. We don't know who's going to be governor. We don't know who's going to be against Laxalt. We don't know nothing yet. I mean, it keeps changing. And Nevada and Arizona are the last two states. What it is they send in ballots, and we all sent them in instead of going down to vote, and they have to hand count them. So we're like 90,000 away from our hopefully lady going to win. We don't know.
Wow. So you're kind of on pins and needles. That's fun.
No, not really.
I like it.
Whoever wins wins. I don't care. I don't really care. It's nice. It's fun. But we had a neat election day, and then I'm tuning into the news constantly to find out who's going to win. I can't remember the name Master, what's your name? Richard?
The governor?
What?
Who are you talking about? The governor?
The lady. Master.
Oh, I can't pronounce it. Something like that.
Well, forget it.
Anyway,
so we're going to have a good Veterans Day and not have to tell you something weird, okay? Are you guys ready? Are you sitting down, both of you?
Well, I'm listening. I don't know if Johnny is because I don't hear a peep out of him.
I'm right here.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
how are we doing on people, Johnny, by the way?
We have people.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait a minute. We'll get to it in a moment. I have to tell Barbara this. This is crazy. My husband yesterday lost his earpiece. You know, he goes out and he does Grubhub and he does DoorDash. He does all that. And he lost his earpiece somewhere in the house. So, you know, he's looking all over for it. And I'm just sitting there and I'm waiting for him to leave because I know that if he leaves, I can concentrate, you know, a lot easier. So he left. And within an hour, I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and all of a sudden, I get this, something was telling me, go to the couch in the living room. Not only that, but I had something empower my body. And I walked over there without even thinking. I was just like Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost. Without even thinking, I walked over there and looked on the couch, and there it was. And I'm still trying to figure it out. It's so bizarre. The feeling I had was so... Did you ever have that happen to you, Barbara?
Yes, I've had the feeling where I am totally... Something's taken over, and I'm crying profusely, feeling the most love in my heart, and it's a beam, like a different color beam of light, and I've never felt so good in my life. I let myself go into that, and then I come out of it, and I'm not even crying. So stuff like that, and the weird thing in the shower I told you about the other day where I was going side to side, and when my mother came to give me a message. Yeah, so yes, it does happen.
No, but this wasn't
exciting.
Only a message. This was something inhabiting my body and actually making me get up off the seat and walk over to the couch, which he looked at four or five times. Even Richard looked at it. Nobody found anything. And boom, I was right there, and there it was.
That's the strong mind power, definitely, because you're so in tune to it. So things like that are going to happen to you. Things like that probably happen to you, and you don't even know. Maybe you didn't remember.
Oh, I know. No, I know. I'm aware of everything unusual that happens to me. I mean,
does
I'm
that
just
scare
like,
you?
Yeah, because that's my job, so I'm aware of it. And there's certain things I can't explain. And I heard this on TV just the other day, and I was blown away. This man was driving, and he took a wrong turn. Wherever he was, I don't know what state, he took a wrong turn. And there was a house on fire, and he jumped out of the car and was able into the house and save two children. Now, I call that an intervention from above.
Yes, I believe in it. And if more people would be more in tune, I think you have to be kind of open to it. I thought you were afraid of it because when I was telling you about how I'm trying to go to the other realm, you didn't like it. I remember you were not so positive of me trying to do it. But if it just happened,
I didn't say that. I didn't.
Oh, really?
I never said that. No.
You never.
Well, what do you mean by going to the other realm? What do you mean?
Well, just that time travel where you come out of your body and you look at your body and then you can go anywhere you want.
I'm fine with that. I've done it and I don't like it, but.
Oh.
You know, I've had it happen to me on one major occasion. I might have talked about it, but I was very young. My sister was in the room, my niece was in her crib, and she walked in the room, and I got up, and I'm hollering, Terry, 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 that was her name. She didn't hear me, and I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. She doesn't hear me. I look back on the bed, and there was my body shimmering, and I freaked out and popped right back in my body.
That, what I'm talking about, when you freak out, that's when you have to go back in. But I'm thinking we are almost out further, though. There's a further place to go.
Of course, yes, there is. And if you watch Shirley MacLaine's Out on the Limb, you can catch it on YouTube. And if you watch the whole thing, you'll see her do it, and you'll see how they go out of their body and go to the different realm, and they go out into outer space. You can go anywhere you want.
Oh, my gosh, I did not know that. I didn't know that you really believed in that. Oh, I was afraid to ask you all this.
Oh, yeah, okay. I totally believe in it. I don't like doing it. I don't want to do it. I used to hang on to my husband when I was going out of body and tell him, I'm going out of body. And I'm holding on to him so I don't go out of body. You know, I'm not a real fan of me doing it, but, you know, because I still want to be attached to this earth realm, because if the cord snaps, you die, you know?
Well, that's what I thought. You told me that before. Well, that's a risk, and that is something to fear.
No, it's not a risk. Not, that's only when you're going to die. But I'm talking about, or, you know, you've been told you're dying. You know, no, then it happens, you die. But it's not a risk to do it. If you want to go out of body, go out of body. I don't care. Just tell me what you see
good.
Up there.
Okay, I want to. I've been working on it, and I think I can if I just stop freaking out right when it almost.
I know about
out, you
that
know?
Freak out part. I did it for 3 months in Hawaii. I was doing this meditation thing for 3 months in Hawaii. I had some weird experiences. I don't know why I was doing it, but I was doing it. And I would go into this realm of where, I guess I wanted to get to the other side. I don't know. Have you ever seen the movie? Have you seen the movie Somewhere in Time?
No. Is this the Shirley MacLaine one you were talking about?
No. This is just a movie. I can't think of his name. Richard, do you remember his name?
Christopher Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Christopher Reeves.
I love him.
Somewhere in Time. I think you should watch that. That will help you go out of body.
Okay. I love him. I may have seen it and don't remember. I'll let you know, but those are good referrals. Can you tell the audience again what to watch about Shirley MacLaine, too?
Oh, yeah. It's on YouTube, I know, because I have 10 of her videos on that, Out on the Limb. It is about Shirley, the first part of it. It's 3 hours, but it's about her falling in love with this prime minister in Europe, and nobody knows who the prime minister was. I was able to find out, but nobody knew. And she was madly in love with him, and he was married, and she sort of got interested in the metaphysical realm. He thought she was crazy, and he dumped her, okay? And then she goes on this search. After that, she has a friend that takes her all around to Peru, to all over the place, to learn about spiritual realm. And that's what
good
it's about.
Her.
And yeah, and it's awesome.
I do remember.
Have you seen
really
it?
I just want to tell you what I remembered. I just remembered there being a lot of hoopla a long time ago about Shirley MacLaine being, you know, all I must have been very young because I didn't really have any place to look this up. Or
well,
anything.
Part of her is, but go ahead.
What year was this?
In the 80s. And the reason
yes.
being, I went to her seminars in San Francisco. In
you ever
the
meet
80s.
Her?
She had a, yes, I did. I mean, not meet her, hi, how are you? This is my name. But at the seminar, I met her. And I got to talk to her, and I met Joyce DeWitt, and I met a whole bunch of other people. So I went to the seminar, and she was teaching us how to meditate and go into ourselves and release all your pain that's inside of you. And it was a 3-day seminar, and it was fabulous.
Worth every penny, huh?
And then some. But anyway, out on the limb, she has tons of books. If you go out on the limb, you can read her books. I think I bought every one about 5 times. And then I bought all the stuff on, in meditation and how to go out of your body and how to heal the pain inside of you.
She's a great lady, and I loved her as an actress. One of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
The one with Meryl Streep. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
She wasn't a good mother, unfortunately, if you read her daughter's book, but Sashi, but she was a terrible mother.
That was the
Pardon
movie
me?
That was that Meryl Streep played her daughter, a movie about.
No, that's not the same movie.
Oh, really?
Postcards.
No. She, her
she
daughter.
She was a bad mom in that, too.
Yeah, but her daughter wanted to play that role, and she wouldn't let her. So, I mean, no, if you read her book on Sashi, wrote a book about Shirley and what kind of mother she was. But not everybody can be a great mother, but she's a great actress, that I can say.
I can say that, too. Well, all that is
okay.
So interesting.
Well, okay, so are we ready to take a call?
We sure do. Area code 703. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, it's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Virginia. Hmm. How wonderful. Okay.
Yes.
And
I'm also glued to the TV waiting for the races to come through. So depending what side of the aisle you're on.
Well, yeah, I know. I've been too. I've been watching it too, but periodically at this point, in Nevada and Arizona, we're behind. I mean, you know, they're hand counting the ballots. So
yeah, I know.
I know. The one I want to win is only 900 points, so 800 points away from being even with Laxalt. And I'm going, come on, catch up. And they still have 90,000
votes. I'm hoping it's
votes.
A blue wave. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, me too. I agree with you 100%. But it won't be a blue wave because of what's happening, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But
they thought it was going to be. So I'm okay
right.
with that.
You're 100% right. I am curious, and I have to ask Barbara this. I'm curious about one thing. I usually don't talk about politics, but Barbara?
Me neither.
Barbara?
Yes.
I'm here. Barbara, what's his name, Richard?
DeSantis.
DeSantis. Yeah.
Yes.
DeSantis.
And Trump. I would love to see them go at it.
They are going to. I'm going to sit with the popcorn and I'm going to watch.
Oh, wow. How
no,
amazing.
No, well, well. Trump is begging or telling him not to run. And he's saying a lot of bad things about him. And because of that, he's losing a lot of people that want to be a part of him. You know?
Yeah.
And then
really?
You've got Boy. The other guy who I'm to the point where I want to vote for him just the hell to get rid of Trump, you know?
Just Nobody likes a bully. Nobody likes a bully. Huh? And it's getting old, you know? I mean, come on. We want to see somebody grow. It's embarrassing. The people who were uplifting him, they're now embarrassed. They turn. Yes.
Yeah, they're all turning against him now.
I know.
So it's very interesting. It's very, but I'd like to see them go at it. And I mean, that guy in Florida, he'd have my vote for the heck of it. I mean, you know, just
when are they going to?
I'm just going to sit and watch. I'm going to watch with the popcorn and just sit back and watch.
No, but the guy hasn't declared yet. You know, he
will on Tuesday. That's his big announcement. He's going to announce it on Tuesday.
Hmm. No, that's Trump. I'm talking about Sandoval.
Oh.
Sandoval has not he just made governor, but he hasn't declared if he's going to be president. I mean, run for presidency. So we have to take a wait and see attitude on that one.
Yeah.
I'm not a political or a world predictor. Occasionally, I get a few hits now and then, but I'm not all that good on world predicting. I'm good on one-to-one. But anyway, how can I help you, sweetie?
I actually had a dream last night. It was going to be a blue wave. So anyway, my question is,
okay.
I thought we spoke before, but I actually unfortunately lost my job in September, and I accepted a contract job, so this is my first week. But it's only a contract. Do you see another job coming through before the contract or something else?
What type of work do you do, sweetie?
I work for a mortgage company, but I do more administrative, so I'm working, again, for a real estate office, but the girl's on maternity leave. So I don't know if she's going to come back and I can keep the job, or she's going to or not come back. I don't know, or another opportunity is going to come through.
Well, let's say this. You're going to have two or three opportunities, so you'll be able to pick. So don't worry. So whether she comes through or not, I don't know, because I'm not talking to her.
Yeah.
But I do see you working in real estate administrative work, and I see you doing quite well. So not to worry, because it's hard. It's a very hard job what you do, very hard, and you deserve every amount of money you make, you know? So don't worry. It's all going to be fine. You're gonna make tons of money.
Okay. Well, I had an interview. I had four interviews with a company, and they came to me last week, and they said, we chose somebody that had a better personality with the office. So I don't know what that means, but what if that person doesn't work out with that personality? It's like, I think they're going to come back
and say,
don't
want
to
work there. You don't want to work there. You don't want to work there. If they said something like that, you don't want to work there. Move on. There's a gazillion jobs out there, okay? All right, I got to go on to my next one, sweetie.
Thank you.
Thanks
for the chat.
Wow.
Okay. Bye.
Johnny, give out your phone number, please.
Sure. The number is 516-531-9874.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have another one?
We do, but I don't see the area code. I just see a caller. Caller, you are live on the air with Psychic Dish.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who is this?
Hi. My name is Charmaine, and this is my first time calling in.
I see. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
I thought so. And I'm from Jersey, so I totally understand.
Okay.
And I understand the fact of New Yorkers. We're not, you question everything. But you have a baby there, so I have to concentrate.
I have to close. Can they take her out and close the door? Close the door. Thank you. I'm sorry about that.
I love your accent. God, I miss it so much. Margaret, I miss it. I walk and I talk and I come from New York. East 44th Street and 3rd Avenue. I miss it so much. Okay.
I work on.
I was just giving her a taste of my New. I was giving her a taste of my New York accent. I walk and I talk and
I love
come
it too.
From New York.
And Jersey too for a short time. I loved it.
Yeah,
and I miss
nice.
It. And I love your accent.
Yes,
okay. How can I help you, sweetie?
So, this is my first time calling, and so I just have a question. So I just started a new job, and everything's going well, but I'm feeling like negative energy in there from someone, and I just want to know.
What type of company is it? What company is it?
This is a psychiatry office.
Oh, that's weird. And there was the other psychiatrist still there?
Is the psychiatrist still there?
Yes.
Yes.
That's where the negative energy is coming from.
Oh.
But don't pay any attention. She won't be there much longer, and you will be fine, and you will rise above it.
Okay.
So just ignore it.
Okay. Okay.
She's jealous, okay?
I kind of figured that.
Majorly jealous.
And like I said, everything's going well, and I kind of figured that's what the problem was. That's why I kind of ignored it, because that's what my spirit was telling me to do. Any other time before, I would react, but now I guess because I'm so spiritually inclined that I know what to do beforehand. But I felt her energy before, even though I still talk with her.
Okay, you know what to do. Let me tell you what to do. Put up a mirror. A mirror. M-I-R-R-O-R. Mirror.
Okay.
In your house.
Okay.
I don't know if you have a picture of it or whatever, but if you can get one.
Okay.
Or Facebook or whatever, get a picture. Face
okay.
it towards her. Face it towards her and tell her, whatever you wish on me will fall back on you tenfold.
Wow.
You need to go away and you need to stop bugging me.
Right. Okay.
And that will work.
Okay.
I know it sounds stupid, but it
no,
works.
No, it sounds
it's a
good.
Mental...
sounds like a plan.
It's a mental telepathy thing that
right.
you're basically telling her, leave me alone, go find
right.
another job. And she will, because she's fed up, you know, by working there. So, you know, just
and
let go. It'll be all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And can I ask one more thing before we hang up?
Sure.
So it's sure. really quick. I'm in a relationship. I feel like it's my soulmate. Do you see us going any further, you know, like marriage
yes.
or whatever? You said yes.
I don't know about marriage.
Oh, you don't know
about
marriage.
But I do see. Is there a J or an R in his name? What is his name?
Darnell.
There's an R.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very nice.
Yes, he is very nice.
And he's not the father of your
child. No, he's not.
No, but he treats your child real good.
Yes, he does.
And he's a good person, and
yes,
he likes
he
you a lot.
Yes, he
and,
does.
And it looks very positive, so just be positive about it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Call
you
back
have
again.
A good night.
You too.
Okay.
Okay, Barbara. Barbara.
Yes.
I love the New York calls. I miss it.
I know. Well, I know why we get a lot of people from New York, and it's because Johnny puts us on that time. I changed it once, Johnny, so we could get West Coast people, but then it was changed back.
No, that's not it. It's because people find us on Blog Talk Radio. They always
yes.
say they
and
find us on
that's where
Blog
you
Talk.
Have it set. That's where you have the show set at on Eastern, okay? What about me? What about Dale? We're in the West here. Why can't you set it on, like, we win. There's more people on the show living in the West. Why can't we have it on West time sometimes, so we get all the people over here. Dale, that is why. I love the New York people, too. But that is why. Why can't we switch back and forth from time to time?
Sounds good. But I'd also like them to switch to Hawaii, which is two
yeah.
hours behind us, so I can get my people.
Yeah, we can. But just don't change it back after I change it around. Doesn't mean just because I change it, it has to be that way forever.
Well, I'll check and see if that's what changes. I'll talk to Blar Talk and see if that's
well,
what it
I
is.
Well, I just said it did. I just said it did. So why do you have to question that, especially on air?
Okay, well, I'm sorry,
you're
but why do you
me,
know that
so
is
let's
what
just
it is?
Move on.
Okay.
Let's just move
no
on.
No arguing.
I don't want to put bad vibes
it's fine.
Out.
Let it go. It's no big thing.
I don't want bad vibes.
Anyway. Okay. So who else do we have?
Well, I checked one person, but the person didn't have a question. They're just listening. So I'm going to give the number again, and it's 516-531-9874. I did tell a lot of people about tonight, just so you know, okay?
Well, yeah, but it's Veterans Day. It's a holiday, and this is why I don't like to work holidays, because this happens. You know,
well, you do,
they're
yeah.
emotional. They're
what?
Emotional as well. People are emotional today because they're thinking of their veterans. Maybe they've lost them. I've talked to a good friend. They're going to grave sites. It's a very emotional day for people. Let's
yes.
just, you know, it's fine. You know, it's fine. It is what it is. I like the advice that you gave to these callers, Dale. I've learned a lot,
yeah,
too.
The two
and
that I talked
I
to.
Great.
So what we're going to do, we'll
yes.
talk a little while more, and then we'll cut the show, because what's happening is it's Veterans Day.
Well, actually,
and it's
we
a holiday. Okay, go ahead.
Area code 646, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello?
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 Okay, this
hello?
Is not... yeah, we're getting a lot of background noise with you. Johnny?
Okay. That was
can
a sudden
outside,
person.
Sir?
That person appeared suddenly. I didn't get a chance to screen it, but yeah. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, go ahead, Barbara. I'll talk with you for a little bit, and then
okay.
We'll cut it.
Well, I
it's up
to
you,
point.
But it's... What?
I wanted to make a point about something that you said, the advice that you gave, or you gave the reading. Okay, not advice. You gave the reading that woman, that coworker, is going to leave. I love this, but I wanted to say if that woman, she can do it with her mind. She doesn't have to be mean or give evil eyes. You just with your mind power. I just got rid of my ninth neighbor 2 days ago. They moved out. They were bugging me. They, you know, I wanted a fresh start with neighbors. So this is 1, 2, 3, the fourth one here in this complex that I've gotten out with in 3 years with my mind power. And I believe it. The next step is to get the mind power of what neighbor do I want there? And I do that too. So it works.
No,
right?
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then Barbara, we need to talk about this week about, or next week, about Facebook and how we're going to do it, what we're going to do, you know?
Yes, on my page, or the Laugh, Life, Laughter, Happiness page, I can do it from there. They always offer, would you like, you know, have a live event? I know it's doable, so it's whenever everybody is ready, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm cool. I just want Thanksgiving to pass. I mean, the holidays aren't, you know, the worst time is Christmas. People get very depressed during Christmas. You know, so.
Well, they sure do. My Thanksgiving, it's pretty much down the drain because I'm going to now have my surgery on the 22nd instead of the 15th of this month.
What surgery are you getting? What surgery?
Okay, they are going to remove the ruptured implant and remove the both of them and then put in new ones, new implants, and who knows, maybe this is why I haven't felt so good, but how do you really know? If you don't feel good, maybe.
Okay.
It's many things.
My question is, why are they doing it like a few days before Thanksgiving? Why?
Well, they asked me, and I said yes, because I just think the health is first, and it was supposed to be on the 15th, and if I keep pushing it back, I just don't feel like I'm not feeling good about pushing it back. I feel good about it.
Okay, my feeling is I don't think you should get it done on the 22nd. You should wait a week or so later and get it done because you're hitting Thanksgiving and you're hitting all that stuff. And I don't think it's going to be real happy or good times for you or your daughter.
Well, maybe Dad and Michelle can come over here like they have before, but they can bring the food. Maybe Thanksgiving can come to me and I lay there. I think that sounds great. I don't mind.
Well, that part does sound great if they'll do
yeah.
it.
Okay. Let me run that by them. Well, she was already going to take care of me. Yeah.
If they're
going to
do that, fine, but it's not a fun time because when you're dealing with that or anything like that, surgery, during a holiday, a lot of things are closed, a lot of things aren't operational. If something goes wrong, you're up shit's creek. So I'm not in favor of doing it then.
Well, thank you for your advice, but I think so differently. I think I don't want to go anywhere. I don't care if things are open. I got my medication. I got my nursemaid. I got my dad, my daughter all waiting on me. I feel like, wow, what a dream come true. And I'm on painkillers. I'm like in La La Land. I'm happy. I've had this thing
all
three times. It's not that bad. It really is not that bad. It's not. It was only bad when they went through the armpit the first time. Now, that felt like a grenade, you know, just blew up inside of me. But the last two times, I didn't have that rush of horrible, horrible pain. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Johnny, do we have any other calls? Johnny? Hello?
He's probably screening one. After this phone call, because I'm sure that the caller, comes in, because he's probably screening. Did you find a caller?
Yes, we do have a phone call. Sorry. Do you want me to put him through? Okay.
Yeah,
area code 347, you're live on the air with Psychic Tales Share.
Hi, my name is Leroy.
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Leroy.
Leroy?
Yeah.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
New York.
Okay, how can I help you, Leroy? You've called before, haven't you?
No.
No? Okay, I thought you knew. All right. What was your question?
I'm in a current relationship right now, and I just want to know if it's long-term.
What is a person's name?
Naima.
Spell it.
N-A-I-M-A-H.
God, I can't even pronounce. What is that? Is she from a different country? Here.
Yeah, she's from here.
Pardon me?
No, you said she's from here?
Yeah, is she from here?
No, I thought you asked me that just now.
Where is she from?
New York.
Oh, okay, she's from there. And you've been dating her at this point?
Yeah.
She's younger, yeah?
No.
She's right around your age?
Yeah.
I see her to be very nice, very happy, very good, and all I can say is the relationship will continue.
Okay.
And keep it up. You're doing good. Okay?
Thank you.
Mellow out, too. Just kidding.
And John. Yeah. I don't know what you're doing, but we're getting some weird people. I'm about ready to go to dinner and end this, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, go to your best dinner, and we just want to say another thank you for your service, Richard Conrad. Everybody follow Richard on Facebook. The Veteran of the Year, he's a 94-year-old wonderful gentleman who's had a great life. Listen to our podcast on our YouTube channel, and you'll find his there as well. And don't forget to call Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear, this week for your private reading. Her phone number is 808-372-1816. And you can also visit her website, daleshears.com. All right,
with an
everybody.
S. Dale, D-A-Y-L-E-S-C-H-E-A-R-S.com.
And don't forget to subscribe and like us on our radio, Blog Talk Radio page, and everywhere
okay,
else, right, Johnny?
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara. I hope you're not upset with me that I want to go. Is that okay?
Oh, my gosh, I'm not at all, Dale. I didn't even think we were going early. No, it's totally fine.
Yeah,
I'm feeling
really
great.
Not.
I'm feeling powerful. No, I'm fine. I'm feeling powerful after this because of what you told the other people. I go and, you know, have that mindset as well. And this has been very positive.
Okay.
I thought it was a great show.
Okay. Talk to you guys later.
Right.
Aloha.
Aloha, Dale. Aloha, Richard. Aloha, Johnny.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.